The liturgy this weekend selects only four of the nine verses of Psalm 97. In the introductory superscript, the psalmist honours not only the singers, but also the accompanying orchestra of harp and trumpet and horn. Sometimes in our churches, our players are just taken for granted. Not so for our psalmist today. In fact, he or she has these instruments actually taking part, calling them in the superscript an orchestra of praise. They are acknowledged. In Psalm 97, the whole of creation is invited to join in the praise. The seas are to roar and the torrents of rivers to clap their hands. Furthermore, the non-Jewish nations are called to share this praise together. The psalmist proclaims, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth." Judaism was not a closed religion, unconcerned with outsiders. The psalmist makes no judgment about the validity of the religious perspective of these nations. He or she simply invites all to join in a new song of praise and thanksgiving. And it is a new song. So what's new here? Especially during the exile, the Hebrews discovered that there were good people around them who were not Jews. In recent years, through our churches together, we too are discovering inspiration in those who used to be outsiders to our denomination. Moreover, the psalmist thanks God for the saving work of his right hand and his holy arm, which keep on saving with love and faithfulness. That holy arm suggests that God has rolled up his sleeves and is getting stuck in to the saving work. The praise grows from the singing psalmist through the band of musicians and on to all peoples, and then all of creation, as the seas are invited to roar and the trees of the forest to clap their hands. And even the mountains are all to sing together for joy in verses 8 and 9. In summary, our psalm invites us to join in joy with all people, to praise God for the wonderful things done for everyone. Can we too joyfully roll up our sleeves, like God in verse 1, and get involved in making our world a happier place this week, in our churches, of course, and beyond.